Milligantown.org.
Hello. This is Randy Jehovic for Milligantown Daily, your daily dose of Milligantown. Grab a cup of coffee, get in a nice chair, relax, and let's talk about worship. We've seen that worship is not about wow, but about amen. It's not about our being inspired, but rather about the edification of the church, about the edification and understanding of the individual Christian. The Samaritan woman asked Jesus, "Where should we worship? On this mountain or in Jerusalem?" Jesus said in John 4:23, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." Verse 24, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." And this text is at the heart of biblical reformed worship. This is fundamental to true worship. Jesus is saying that in the Old Testament, as a people underage, God permitted the people to worship in the grandeur of the temple because they needed these carnal assists, but we don't need them any longer. In the fullness of the gospel, the Messiah has come. The Holy Spirit has been poured out. We no longer need a Jerusalem. We no longer need an ornate temple. We no longer need these kinds of carnal assists. How are we to worship? In spirit and in truth. That's why when the Christians in Rome worshipped in the sewers, worshipped in the catacombs, worshipped underground, worshipped out in the fields, they worshipped truly and properly without the grandeur of a fine cathedral. They didn't need that because it was past and gone. It's more difficult to worship in the spirit. It's easy to worship in the grandeur of a cathedral with the pomp and the magnificent shows. Spiritual worship requires spiritual people. As Elijah discovered, God's not in the earthquake, in the wind or the fire, in the spectacular, but in the still, small voice. In scriptural worship, attention is focused on the content of the gospel, on spiritual realities, and not on carnal excitements. It's God-centered, not man-centered. And that is why there's an emphasis on preaching. We're not here to be entertained. We're not here for a pep rally. We're not here to feel good. We are here to be edified in worship, built up spiritually, instructed. And the result is of that, by the way, that you will feel good, you will feel strengthened, you will have the correct priorities. But you have to have the correct priorities in worship. The Wall Street Journal reported in May of 1991 that the Second Baptist Church in Houston was having a problem with their Sunday evening services. And in order to perk up attendance, to add to the enthusiasm of the people that would attend, they staged a wrestling match featuring church employees. Now, I want you to picture your pastor wrestling your elders, or your deacons wrestling with someone else in the congregation. But never mind, they were all trained by that famous evangelist, Tugboat Taylor. Now, he wasn't an evangelist or elder or pastor or anything. Now, he was a professional wrestler, and they decided that this was the way to get people to come to worship and was acceptable in the worship of God. Was it? Was it really? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14:26, "Let all things be done for edification. This is Randy Jehovic for your Milligan Town Daily.